AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Pope Francis has received another thunderous welcome in Philadelphia, this time at a Vatican-sponsored Festival of Families. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a live report.
Ross, it's an elaborate production with a full-on orchestra and lots of stars. Aretha Franklin is singing Amazing Grace. Actor Mark Wahlberg is the evening's host. He opened the event by telling the crowd that his Christian faith helped guide him to where he is today. The Festival of Families is being held outdoors on the Ben Franklin Parkway. It's being billed as a celebration for families and a vigil for prayer. One couple from Australia that spoke on stage talked about their concern over the redefinition of marriage, a hot-button issue right now. Ross?
Julie Walker, live from Philadelphia. This afternoon, Pope Francis spoke about immigration and religious freedom on the steps of Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Speaking through a translator, the pontiff said many immigrants have come to America at great personal cost in hope of building a better life.
Do not be discouraged by whatever challenges and hardships you face. I ask you not to forget, like those who came here before you, you bring many gifts to this nation.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging Hungary to respect the human rights of migrants while saying he understands the difficulties linked to the daily influx of tens of thousands of people. An assistant Texas high school football coach is fighting for his life after striking his head when a play went out of bounds during a game Friday night. Coaches, students, and community members are honoring a New Jersey high school quarterback who died after a game last night. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is hoping for some help in easing tensions in Syria and Yemen.
Secretary of State John Kerry is hoping to get some help from Iran.
We need to achieve peace and a way forward in Syria, in Yemen, in the region itself. And I think there are opportunities this week and through these discussions.
Kerry met with Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, at the United Nations, who says Iran's primary goal at the UN is implementation of the recent nuclear deal and is willing to discuss regional issues in the appropriate forum. I'm Ed Donahue.
Saudi officials have raised the death toll from Thursday's stampede outside the holy city of Mecca. They say 769 pilgrims died, 934 were injured during the Hajj. The victims suffocated or were trampled to death when two large crowds converged in a narrow street. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.